Companies 7.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
You've got Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan here with the Sons of Liberty. First off, if you'd like to know who we are, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. And find out who we are, what it is that we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, our street team pictures, letters from famous people who like us, and of course, a few who don't. Also available are General of God tidbits, as well as a lot of links. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Please also feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they're available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time as to who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Please email us at radio@youcanruninternational.com. That's radio@youcanruninternational.com. Once again, if you'd like to get a hold of us, please call 1-866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. It is June 22nd, 2012. The beautiful day in the state of Minnesota here. And the good part of all this, friends, is it's Friday. And by the way, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. Of course, all of you good guys and girls as well. You have with you today yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan, the guy that we call the other guy. Now, folks, if you'd like to check us out online, please do. sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. You'd like to follow me on my Facebook, it's Bradley Dean, double E on my Facebook, Bradley Dean. Or you can follow me on my Twitter, which is Bradley Dean 1. Again, Bradley Dean 1 on my Twitter. And again, today I'm just going to set this aside. The entire show is going to be set aside to just allow you, with the information given, to feel the indignation that I feel as to the topics that we were even talking about yesterday. I'll shift them over today just a little bit. I'll do my best to hit four topics. Sandusky, the White House, Clown Carney, yeah. Questioning the prosecution of contempt on Holder. Mm-hmm. Also, freedom from religion.
That's right, freedom from religion.
Yeah.
Can't forget that.
No, and then we'll get over to the Zimmerman case, and we'll give you some details that they just conveniently left out through the state-run media, which is going to jack you up, which in younger generations understand when I say jack you up. That means...
Get your blood boiling?
Yeah, it means mad. That's what it means. Folks, if you'd like to be a part of the show, I want to open up the lines to you all day. For the hour that we have, I should say. 1-877-807-9977. New callers, please give us a call. 1-877-807-9977. Folks, this is the show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why, other guy?
Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are stuck in someone else's head. And this week, folks, today, actually, I told you a little bit about it yesterday, gave you a little bit of a sneak peek into the commentary, but Bradley's commentary just was put out on WorldNet Daily, right there on the front page. It's about the Leviathan government, and this is the title, and I think it's very fitting, George Washington's Cross, Obama's Crown. What is the difference between government nowadays and government, how it was established and how it was supposed to be, according to the original intent of our founders? And also with that, you can find it on Facebook. You can also find it on Sons of Liberty Media. That's SOL Media, right on our homepage of sonsoflibertyradio.com. Always bringing to you action, what we're doing. This is Do Radio.
Do Radio.
Do Radio.
There's some interesting information. Today, a book owned by George Washington, for those that didn't know, George Washington was the first president of the United States. Folks, I'm not being facetious.
No, seriously. He's the first general of our army, too.
During the Revolutionary War. He also fought another war previous to that when he was 22 years old. Can you name that?
French and Indian War.
Yes, sir.
Or the Brits.
You are correct, other guy.
Ding, ding, ding.
So a book owned by George Washington and containing his own annotated copy of the Constitution. By the way, the Bill of Rights was a part of that as well. Sold today. Guess how much George Washington's personal Constitution and the Bill of Rights sold for? Oh, well, you just looked, didn't you?
Oh, I did, yeah.
Yeah, well, you can't do that. That's cheating. Okay? I believe it started out at a $3 million bid.
Uh-huh.
Started out at $3 million. It didn't end at $4 million. It didn't end at $5 million.
Can I hear six? Can I hear six? Can you give me
it
six? Can you
didn't
give me six?
End at six.
How about seven? How about seven? Can you give me seven? Can you give me seven?
Didn't stop at seven.
Anyone
other
do
guy.
Eight? Anyone do eight? Can we do eight? Can we do eight?
Didn't stop at $8 million.
How about nine? How about nine? How about nine?
A little bit higher than
nine. How about
nine
and a half? 9.5. 9.5. Give me 9.5.
No, a little bit higher than 9.5.
9.7. 9.7. 9.7.
George Washington's personal Constitution and Bill of Rights was sold today for $9.8 million. Oh, and some
change. That's a treasure.
There was an odd number. I think it was $875,000.
Just a couple, just an extra $875,000.
Can you tell us who actually bought that? Real quick, Kerry.
Do you think it was George Soros?
No, it was Vernon Women that actually bought it.
Oh,
they own the estate. No, the ones that own the estate.
Oh, the Mount Vernon Women.
So, you know, they're going to put it on display, and you know what that's going to do, right?
Oh, man.
Oh, my flags went up right away.
I'm going.
I've got to go to D.C. again. Any excuse to go to D.C., we're there. We're on it. I got to hang out with the administration for a little while, kind of reprove him for a while, and then go check out our history.
We were just there, obviously, last week. We talked about it. We got to see the original Declaration of Independence and the original Constitution. For some reason,
it's special, isn't it, Jay?
Oh my goodness,
I'm not even being cheesy.
Yeah.
It's special to really see the real deal, and it's really cool the way that they preserve it.
Yeah, it's so special that no camera flashes. You can't. No light is. It's a weird type of light that they use so that it doesn't dull it. Because some genius took the original documents and put them in a room that had sun exposure all day long. So, well, except for at nighttime when the sun's not out.
Right.
But it faded them so bad. But you can still, when you look at them, you can catch all of the wording on each one of the documents. It's fantastic, and it's awesome to see. That's where we were birthed as a nation.
Yep.
That's where our government was birthed. It was really cool.
I think
it'll be equally if we go to George Washington.
I wish I would have been there. Well, we've been to Washington's house. We've been to Jefferson's house. We've been to Madison's house, Patrick Henry's house. Okay. There was another one in there.
Yeah, Frederick Douglass's house.
Yep, we went to his house. Cool.
We saw the house that
Abraham
Lincoln died in. We saw that house.
Yep, been there. There was another one, though, Jake.
One more. There's Monroe, but we haven't seen him yet.
When we were in Tennessee, we went to Andrew the Heritage, Jackson's house.
Yep. Hermitage.
Yeah, what did I say?
I think you said a Heritage.
Oh, a Heritage. Yep, you're right. Hermitage.
We've seen that one twice.
Yeah, it's been there twice. Yep.
Where we learned there's no screens in the windows, so they'd sleep with mosquito nets over the top of them.
Yeah, we got like 20 seconds here, but there was another president. Jake, come on.
I know
it was like halfway.
We went
out in the middle of nowhere. Can somebody help me, please?
Medicine.
Somebody help me. 1-877-807-9977. This is your show. Folks, get ready to get jacked up.
The My War documentary is brought to you by the Sons of Liberty. In this documentary, you will see firsthand what happens when you teach the Constitution in public schools, how the media is lying to the American people, how our posterity is being lied to through indoctrination, and what it takes to bring about real change. You will also be brought back to the foundations of who we are as a people and receive insight into topics such as our founding fathers, abortion, the moral decline of our nation, and much more. Listen to a few responses from the nationwide premiere screening of this documentary.
Absolutely fantastic.
I came all the way from Hollywood for this, and I'll say, you know, this is what is really going to break the back of the camel out there.
He didn't mess around with words. We need to be able to stand up as a society and say, enough is enough.
Everybody in America should see this.
If we don't speak
speak the truth, they're not going to know the truth, and this is full of truth.
To order your copy of this documentary series, go to YouCanRunInternational.com, YouCanRunInternational.com, or call 1-866-233-0747.
Attention, information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com. Civilian Emergency Dispatch System. Peace through preparedness.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Okay, so here it is, folks. George Washington's personal constitution and Bill of Rights went for $9,826,500 to the Mount Vernon Ladies Association.
I wonder who owned it before.
Somebody understands the value of those documents. That's what's awesome about it. And plus, it's going to be a great attraction. Mm-hmm. You know, obviously, that's why they bought it.
They've done a great job with this house anyway.
I think they have. Yeah. I think they did.
I think they did.
Well, let's get going on this real quick, folks. Anytime you'd like to call, 1-877-807-9977. You're a new caller. Please do call. We want new callers calling in. We have some enthusiastic callers. And we always welcome them, but we want to hear from new callers as well. But I go on. Just hours after fatally shooting 17-year-old Trayvon Martin, George Zimmerman told police investigators the shooting followed a life-and-death struggle in which the teen told Zimmerman, "You're going to die tonight." Did you hear about that, folks? I didn't think so. George Zimmerman told investigators that while he was on the phone with the Sanford police dispatcher reporting Trayvon Martin as suspicious, the teenager was circling his vehicle on foot. You have got to be kidding me. This reminds me of the Rodney King beating.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you remember with all the evidence that was withheld mm-hmm. from the public during that case?
Yeah, it was withheld from me, and I bought it. I was a teenage kid.
Really?
Yeah, I thought for sure it's racism. Look at this. This is unbelievable.
Well, it was terrible.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not saying it doesn't exist.
Yeah, it
listen,
does.
That's okay, I got a black guitar player, so I get it, right? In an interview just after the shooting, Zimmerman told police that the struggle began when Martin jumped out from the bushes and punched him in the face, knocking him down. Huh. Wow. Did you hear about that, folks? I started screaming for help. I couldn't see. I couldn't breathe, he said. He grabbed my head and started hitting it into the sidewalk, he said. When he started doing that, I slid into the grass to try to get out from under him. I'm still yelling for help. Sanford police chief fired in wake of Trayvon Martin's case. Martin, he said, put his hand on Zimmerman's mouth and nose and told him, "You're going to die tonight." When I slid my jacket and my shirt came up, I felt his hand go down my side, and I thought he was going for my firearm, so I grabbed it immediately, and as he banged my head again, I just pulled out my firearm and shot him. Is that have, Jake, do you think that has something to do with that new law in Florida that says stand to your ground? What was Zimmerman supposed to do? Lay down?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, I'll die tonight. Yeah. Oh, no. Just go ahead. Put your other hand over my mouth and nose, too, so I can't breathe. Oh, you're going to kill me, too? Oh, yeah. I better not do anything.
Yeah.
But Zimmerman, in the eyes of the liberal whack socialists in this country, he's guilty as charged. There's got to be something wrong. Yeah, I'll tell you what's wrong with you if that's which side of the fence you're on. Facts. That's your problem. Facts or your problem. Okay, so guilty as charged through the media. Folks, this is a political agenda from the DOJ.
That's exactly what it is. It's where it started and it's where it's at right now. And when you have sick, mentally ill people who buy this story, and then you have an administration that has no problem pushing it along and allowing it to continue to burn out of control and not prosecute anybody that's going after an innocent man, you have those same mentally ill freaks, because that's what they are. I heard a professor say the other day, well, just because you're getting beat up doesn't mean you have to kill somebody. If somebody doesn't relent, they're going to kill you.
Wait a second. You're going to die tonight, said Trayvon Martin to George Zimmerman.
So, and he's left to just sit there on the floor and get the crap beat out of him?
No, this shows you how backwards the system is in America,
folks. That's
right,
folks. And it also shows you the criminals.
And it shows you who belongs in jail.
That's right, and criminals don't fear beating somebody up because there's no consequence for it, because whack jobs say, well, you can't do anything.
Jake, everybody gets mad, though. I mean, if you knock somebody out and, you know, they end up in the hospital,
that's
because
just normal behavior, you know?
That's normal.
That's what we want on our streets. Our children should be able to let out their aggression.
Sure. Let me go on with this, okay? James Wilson said this. He was a signer of the Declaration of Independence. He said, without liberty, law loses its nature and its name. Law becomes oppression. Without law, liberty loses its nature and its name, and it becomes licentiousness. I got to be honest with you. Every once in a while, I'll turn on a network, and there's one individual. She's on there. She's the news anchor, 1 to 3 or something like that. I can't handle her. Guilty as charged, and she's looking for compassion for the criminal.
Yep.
Oh, what was also interesting, too, is when we got this through the media, Zimmerman was guilty as charged, no question about it, until the facts came out, right?
Yes.
And we live in a system where you're supposed to be innocent until proven guilty. But you have it when it works for the administration, then he's guilty before he's proven innocent. And even if he is innocent, I still want you to keep laying it on him until you get public opinion convinced that he did the wrong thing.
That's right.
Not because God said so, or the law said so, or your conscience said so, but because the administration said so. Okay? So let's go on to the next topic here. We've seen yesterday White House Press Secretary Jay Carney explain today that he believed that the congressional investigation into Operation Fast and Furious was a fishing expedition. When asked by a reporter if he agreed with White House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi's suggestion that Congress was persecuting Attorney General Eric Holder because of his efforts to investigate voter ID laws, this is how sick these people are, friends.
It is.
Carney replied that he hadn't seen the press conference, and they went on to say this and about the investigation as well. Go ahead and play Colin.
I cannot divine the motivations behind what I think I've clearly suggested is something we believe has become a fishing expedition. It's unnecessary and unworthy of Congress at this time when they could be acting on things that the American people care about, that could help the economy grow, help put teachers back to work, and keep construction workers on the job.
Oh, okay.
I didn't see the press conference that you're referring to.
Okay. Their retaliation is to question prosecution
for
contempt, right? Didn't I tell you this before, friends, that this is what they were going to do?
Don't question the guy that's lying.
This is exactly what Nixon said. He said, question prosecution.
Yeah, put them on the defense.
That's
then it
right.
looks like they're guilty because they're
that's
on the
right.
defense. They're defending themselves, and then they look bad.
I just got one question,
they
though.
They don't look bad.
Over the last 3.5 years, isn't this the time allotted to this administration to get jobs in the economy going, if that was the number one issue?
That's right.
The number one issue in your country, friends, is not the economy. It's your morality.
Mm-hmm. And what's been under attack by this administration ever since day one?
Your morality.
That's right.
Okay. So did you want to add to that takeaway, Clown Carney?
What happens is I mean, when the bubbles get bursted, when people really can't be that bad. Yes, they are. And they're playing it out right before our eyes every single day.
Yeah. And it shows you, and I kid you negative, it shows you who should be in jail.
Yes, it does.
In every sense of the word.
They're the ones with the badges. They're the ones in front of the press. You know, just bring this, it's not really a side note, but when Eric Holder, this little picture, you know, of this morning, we were kind of having fun. There's a picture on the internet of Eric Holder and Sid the Sloth. And somebody said, you know, we need to take the higher ground on this.
Yeah.
You know, Eric Holder's a bad guy, but we don't need to insult him. No. He's overseeing murderous operations.
When you hear,
denying it.
When you hear people say stuff like that, it's because they're looking for leniency.
That's right.
And I want to tell you something, friends. On judgment day, it's appointed unto all men to die once, and after this, the judgment. If you're going to expect leniency, you better find yourself in Christ now, not when you're about to die.
That's right. These are the same cream puffs that will invite Bill Clinton into their church choir to sing in the choir.
That's right.
Because we need to just have mercy on Bill Clinton. He's a leader. He is a murderer.
He's an adulterer. He was one of the biggest drug dealers in Arkansas, known to the history of our country. Chinagate. I can go down the whole line. I mean, where did it stop with this administration?
That's right.
And now it's his administration that's around this administration.
That's right.
Perfected.
That's right.
And hoping that the people are stupid enough to fall for their lies. Mm-hmm. But folks, it really does. It shows you out of their own mouth who belongs in jail.
Yeah.
They have no business representing anybody because they're not representing anybody except the criminals.
That's right.
And that, at length, is exactly the truth. Spot on.
So the criminals belong in jail, and the righteous belong overseeing the jail. What happens when those that oversee the jail become the criminals, and they fill the jail with innocent people?
Right. And now let's get to the main course here, if I might. Now, in all of this mix, we need to care about the economy and jobs, friends, but just forget about the Border Patrol agent, Brian Terry, who was killed on the border protecting us. And by the way, protecting those that are doing their best to desecrate his sacrifice. It's that sick.
If you look at constitutionally, the government's job is not the economy and jobs. It is protecting the borders.
Right.
So he's saying, well, I know what our job really is, but we're not concerned about doing our job. We're concerned about doing a job that we're actually not supposed to be doing.
That's right. So now is there not only problems for Eric Holder being held in contempt, but now red flags all over this administration. Yeah. This man has some serious legal issues because he just covered up for Holder, which in essence, and at length.
I'm a criminal like him.
He is. He's covering up for himself. Now, friends, again, our lights are lighting up here. 1-877-807-9977. Get online while you can. 1-877-807-9977. We're going to come back with Mr. Sandusky. You're going to like this one, folks.
The Sons of Liberty is willing to do what it takes to ensure that you and your posterity remain in this blessed country full of the possibilities of liberty. However, our work cannot go on without you. We rely on the generosity of faithful listeners like you. We're asking you to become a son or daughter of liberty and partner with us financially. The future of our nation is depending on it. All donations are tax deductible, and with a gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message. Call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. Or go online and donate at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings you responses like this.
The Sons of Liberty is the only radio program that I've heard where they actually walk their talk. They apply it to their lives and show real leadership. And this is the kind of stuff that America needs to hear if we're ever going to reform ourselves and give hope for our next generation.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that laws have been passed that would allow the federal government to pick you up unknown to others, without legal advice, be held indefinitely, no one knowing where you can be located? The United States is fast becoming a dictatorship with no opposition. Another law that's making its way out of committee would revoke your citizenship even if they accuse you of being a terrorist. Is this what Americans want? Dictatorship? We'd like to help you understand world events in the light of Bible prophecy by offering you an absolutely free 1-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now while operators are standing by to take your call.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain, not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. PlantSkid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI listed organic and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use PlantSkid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at PlantSkid.com. That's PlantSkydd.com. Ask about our new vole repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. PlantSkid. Proven plant protection. Guaranteed. Or your money back.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Now, before we jump on to the next topic, which will be Sandusky, let's take some of these phone calls. I'm waiting for these phone calls to be pulled down and so I can actually see what they say. Dick, did you want to add anything to what's going on with Holder? I mean, it's pretty terrible, isn't it, that everybody's forgetting about the dead soldier here?
That's
Border Patrol agent? No, this isn't about the dead Border Patrol agent. This is about this administration saving face.
Him. That's right. And
they are guilty as charged, friends.
Responsible for his death.
And if they weren't guilty, what is he coming in for?
That's right. And you have one school of thought that is interested in the truth only. I've heard people on the floor say, you know what? Bush had some botched programs and things that happened.
Yeah, yeah.
And so these people that
said, right.
We need to go investigate those too, but that doesn't mean we deny what just happened now, because some people would say, well, this is a political thing. No, we need to open them all up, and we need to charge everybody who's guilty.
But wait a second. Now, here's the point. What they're doing is they're getting away from principle, and these are the people that are saying, oh, they're making it political. No. You debating and falling into that circle of argument are doing the same thing that you're decrying.
Yep, they're looking for an excuse to justify themselves.
Oh, Bush did it. Well, then Bush was wrong, too.
And that's what these
guys
are
saying. What does the law say, friends? It doesn't matter if Bush said it, the devil said it, or Obama said it. Same difference.
That's right. Who is the gentleman from South Carolina? We've had his audio play before, and I don't recall his name, but he's the one who said that. Now, he happens to be a Republican, and he's grilling Mr. Holder. He's the one who grilled the Health and Human Services lady, Sebelius, too, on one of the pieces that we played. And I wish I could remember his name, but it was from South Carolina. Anyhow, he's saying both sides. Now, the other school of thought is protect Holder in this administration
at all costs.
That's right. Doesn't matter what the facts are. Keep finding evidence that will support your claim to protect Mr. Holder. Deny, dodge, move, weave.
And what's interesting about it is you have Pelosi's standing up trying to protect him. Haven't we seen enough of her crap?
Oh, my gosh.
I mean,
that shouldn't help him. That should actually hurt him.
The joke's on America, friends. It really is. It's just that sick. The joke is on the conservative, the professed conservatives that think they're conservatives, that they still tolerate this baloney. She needs to be thrown out of jail, and we don't need to wait. I'm out of office and thrown into jail where she belongs. She's a criminal. What is crime when you break the law?
And if the Constitution is the law and they have no concern for the Constitution and they break it, well, then that's criminal.
And I guess we're going to find out, aren't we? We're going to find out because the law is perpetual in the spirit.
That's right.
God is always at work. Always. Okay, we got Chase. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. We got Bradley and Jake.
That's right. It was Trey Gowdy.
Hey, how's it going?
Do you want to hang on a second, Chase? Do you want to pull him up?
Yeah, I believe that was Trey Gowdy. I don't have the audio right now.
There was somebody that just went after him yesterday, and how they're trying to sidestep what the issues are, and people are getting angry. And what they're doing is they're actually hurting themselves more than they're helping themselves because they don't know when to shut their mouth.
That's right.
They themselves don't think they're guilty. That's why they keep spouting off. So therefore, because they're lawless people, they have no rule of law in their lives whatsoever.
The more they spout off, the more they condemn themselves.
Can you find that guy? We'll take this phone call from Chase real quick. Go ahead, Chase. Thank you.
Yeah, no problem. I was just wondering whatever happened to our Sixth Amendment right to a speedy and public trial, you know, and all criminal prosecutions. Because, I mean, if we actually had these guys in court the day of or the day after or a week even, then the media wouldn't be able to get their grubby hands all over and manipulate the facts or whatever they want to call it.
Yep.
I mean, it's all emotional cases built up around everything. But if you get it in right away, then the facts speak for themselves. You know, I mean, it's that simple. And that's why I think our founding fathers put that in the Bill of Rights. It's because they knew that people would want to manipulate the truth. But the facts need to stand for themselves. You know, a public jury, it's so straightforward. And people know what's right. So
Can I give you two points here? Can I give you two points here? Okay, first of all, in my county, what they used to do back in the 1800s and the early 1900s is they have jails that were outside. If a crime was committed, they were thrown in jail. The next day was the trial. Now, that will deter and put the fear of God in anybody that wants to commit a crime. Hang on a second. You have a justice system today that works for more of the bureaucracy than it does anything else because they want to make money. Okay, because if they go to prison, they make money that way. And at length, I mean, we don't see the we don't see any mandatory sentences coming down on people that kill anymore. I mean, we don't execute those that kill anymore. That's why we don't see. And what happens? States that pull that away, then
people don't fear to kill them.
No, they kill. It encourages them to kill, right? But back in the 1800s and the 1900s, you had a swift trial. It would be the very next day. You would sleep outside in a jail cell, and the very next day you'd be brought to trial. Found guilty or innocent right away. Okay. That's exactly right. That's exactly how it should be. But now today, it costs hundreds of thousands of dollars if you want justice done through lawsuits, through criminal defense, prosecution, whatever the case, civil lawsuits, so on and so forth. It's a moneymaker.
Yeah.
That's why it goes on.
Yeah.
Here's another thing. The media, administrations such as this one, depend upon the corrupting media to get inside and poison. Put a leave-in in the lump so they can leave it. They want to put the foxes in to spoil the vine. They want to divide and conquer. That's what they want to do. If you look at this through the eyes of the law, which, by the way, if some attorneys out there did their homework, they would find out that they could go after the state-run media and make a bundle, I'm sure. Because if you go back and you find out, let's go to Rodney King for a minute or Zimmerman case. The media is responsible for the people at length that were killed. And in Zimmerman's situation, they are responsible for jeopardizing Zimmerman and his family, for putting out misinformation. If you go back to Rodney King, when there was riots in the streets, it was Rodney King that had to get on the radio or on television and tell everybody, let's just get along here, as he was breaking down crying. He knows as well. Let me ask you something. Why were those cops in that particular situation? Why were they exonerated?
Mm-hmm.
Why?
Because
the facts were thrown in court.
Know.
That's right. And why did state-run media have a white response and a black response after the Rodney King case verdict? Why?
Division.
That's exactly right. So they can divide, then guess what happens? They can conquer. Okay, at length, folks, if you look at the state-run media, they are responsible for much of the chaos going on in your country right now. There's no question about it. But anyways.
And you go back to your – Chase? Going back to your Sixth Amendment comment, when we had – it was called the Boston Massacre in the beginning of our country. John Adams actually represented the British soldiers that had shot and killed innocent, unarmed civilians. But what people didn't know, we got all stirred up in the emotion. Even the Sons of Liberty got involved in it, some of them, saying that what they did was wrong. It's called the Boston Massacre, and they used it as kind of a PR tactic. What happened is the mob was drunken, and they were swearing and they were yelling at the soldiers, taunting them, and giving orders to fire.
Yes, yep.
The soldiers, though the British were not liked, and though what the British were doing by occupying Boston was not right, the facts came out and vindicated those soldiers because it was allowed to go through a trial and witnesses were brought. So evidence was brought forth daily, and that's what the media was able to promote. Now, with this particular situation, you're exactly right with the Sixth Amendment. First of all, Mr. Zimmerman, there was no grand jury that even decided to indict him.
Yes.
So all of the PR and the media that was going on, this man was innocent and free.
And the more the facts come out, the more you find out that he's justified in exactly what he did, standing his ground.
So now you see when the media gets involved, it becomes a huge national event. Then the attorney general comes and gets involved, and then the president comes and gets involved. And now people feel, well, we got to do something about this because of the PR that created a supposed criminal, which actually didn't exist, and now the facts are now vindicating him.
That's
exactly what you're
Thank
saying.
You.
Go back to those then that created all the stir and all the hoopla. They're the guilty ones. The Bible says thou shalt not bear false witness. It doesn't say thou shalt not lie. It includes lying. But bearing false witness, that had to do with judgment. So judgment, when you bear false witness, if you are guilty of bearing false witness, you receive...
on your own head.
That's exactly right, and that will put the fear of God in them not to bring accusations any longer.
Nor will
that's
they
right.
justify...
Chase, got to take another call. Thank you for your call, brother, from another mother. Hey, a really important point, Jake, is did you notice with Zimmerman, he was guilty? But did you know that with this administration, according to Clown Carney...
Yeah, it's a fishing expedition.
It's a fishing expedition. Yeah. So the individual, because it works for
the
administration, is guilty, and the administration found with their hand caught in the cookie jar.
Doesn't get any plainer than it has.
They're innocent.
Yes.
This is exactly what we were talking about yesterday. Folks, if you just think a little bit and discern a little bit, you'll see what the situation is.
Who the criminal is.
And what it really looks like.
That's right.
And for what it really is.
Now all that's left is executing justice on the situation.
We got two more to go, but we'll take Justin. You got Bradley and Jake. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty.
Hey, how's it going?
Good.
I was going to say that, people don't understand that the wicked flee when no man pursueth. It's because the things that are going on right now, the media doesn't focus on, sacrifice. They don't focus on anything, to do with our veterans or anything. They don't focus on the end of judgment, the end of...
which is righteousness, yep.
Yeah. And with Hitler, when Hitler was dealt with by our veterans that fought and died in the natural for us to be free, they don't focus on any of that. They steer away from that
focus
because
on Hitler.
Charge the people.
That's right. We did a show on that. You know, it's interesting about that, Justin. A lot of this information... are actually propaganda is coming out of Washington, D.C. on a daily basis. What they should do during a lunch break is go across the river, the Potomac, and go up to Arlington and see the price. And next time they let a politician corrupt the laws of the Constitution, they should see the price that they're desecrating first and foremost. And before the living allow it to happen any longer.
And they don't want to do that because they don't want people to stand for it, because they would.
I think a lot of people, I really do, I think they're just... they've been dummied down. It's rewritten history. They don't know the difference. But again, in Washington, D.C., that's all they have to do is look around, open your eyes. In any state,
really?
I mean, we have veteran memorials everywhere we go. What are those about?
You have Capitol buildings with engraven images, Ten Commandments, you name it. It's all there.
And isn't it interesting? Every year we have some politician, going out to the veteran memorial who desecrates his memory all year long, their memories all year long, to commemorate and to high-five their price so he can destroy what
that's
they died for. Folks, what we're going to do when we come back is we got to hit the spot here. One more cry out, call out, 1-877-807-9977. If you want to call, you can. If you want to cry, you can. Jake, if you want to cry, you can.
Thank you.
Yes, 1-877-807-9977. We are going to hit Sandusky. This is crazy stuff. Sandusky used to tuck the kids in that slept over at his house, and his wife was there crying out for help.
Farmers keep their livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Poor market, they cut off minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grain. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Avoid up to 900 different diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients. Check out toBeYoungAgain.com, order your Healthy Start Pack, and get your 90 for life. Or call 855-79-YOUNG. Essential, not optional. 90 for life at toBeYoungAgain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You've been lied to. Lied to by corrupt Washington politicians and the Wall Street propaganda machine. My name is Brett Kitchen, and I want to give you a free copy of my Inc. magazine best-selling book, Safe Money Millionaire, because more Americans than ever are worried about having enough money in retirement, frustrated with losses in their 401ks or mutual funds, and upset about skyrocketing government debt and being ravaged by taxes. The Wall Street casino has recently had all the previous gains of 2012 wiped out. And after losing 35% of my money when the market crashed several years ago, I said enough. Since then, I discovered an IRS-approved way to safely grow my money 12 to even 17%, cut taxes dramatically, but also have my money protected when the next crash comes. Call 888-885-8820 to get a free copy of my new book, Safe Money Millionaire, where I share this powerful tool that people like Walt Disney and JCPenney use to safely grow their wealth. Call 888-885-8820. Get your free book right now at 888-885-8820.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Just went online. Someone sent me a Facebook post with a bunch of homosexuals standing around a portrait of Ronald Reagan giving him the finger.
That would make sense.
Manifestation of who they really are.
Yep.
Speaking of homosexual crimes,
yes.
Victim 9, let's go to this real quick here. Prosecutor Joe McGettigan approached the defense table at the end of his closing arguments. Jerry Sandusky turned around in his seat with a wide-eyed look. His expression suggested sheer powerlessness at the hands of the prosecutor aiming to put him away for the rest of his life. Through the testimony of the alleged victim's friends, prosecutors say the boys were, you ready for this? Sought, groomed, and sexually assaulted. Some even suggest pimped out. Standing directly over Sandusky, the prosecutor said it is likely beyond anyone's capacity to repair the damage done to those boys. That's right. Good for you. Wagging his finger directly at Sandusky, who had by this time looked away, the prosecutor said jurors should tell Sandusky that he has molested, abused, hurt, and destroyed the young men who testified. Give them justice and give him the justice he deserves. And find him guilty of everything, he said. I want to go this far. Whoever's defending this individual,
yeah,
he needs to
right.
be thrown in jail right along with Sandusky. Yeah. Sandusky smiled in court as the prosecutor described for jurors how the 8 men who took the stand and testified that they were abused as boys were lavished with gifts, awed by Sandusky's status at Penn State. He was using his status to molest these boys.
It's so plain to see what he did.
What is the defense doing? They're saying that they're trying to sue him because of his status, because there's a lot of money involved. 8 guys, boys, that didn't know each other, that were molested, they came together and they conspired against Jerry Sandusky.
Yeah.
Wow. That's what his defense is saying.
Mm-hmm.
He smiled when the prosecutor, that being Jerry Sandusky, talked about his hesitation during an interview with NBC's Bob Costas when he asked if he's sexually attracted to underage boys, when he was asked. Sandusky also smiled when prosecutor recounted the words of victim Nine's mom, who said he had trouble going to the bathroom and had underwear missing during the times he would visit Sandusky's house. Well, I forgot to tell you, too, that when Jerry Sandusky and his wife would have children over to their homes, little boys over to the house, which was quite often, Jerry Sandusky would be the one to go downstairs and to tuck them in before they go to bed. It got to the point where one little boy started crying out for help. And Sandusky's wife said she didn't hear him. Jerry Sandusky smiled. The guy's possessed,
yes,
friends. He smiled when prosecutor called him a serial predatory pedophile. You know what I noticed, too? I'm curious about this. Let this go around the nation. How come the homosexuals aren't decrying these victims? How come they're not decrying Sandusky? How come they're not protesting Jerry Sandusky for his crimes against those little boys? Oh, have you guys ever seen the homosexual manifesto? For all you libertarians out there that think everything's just okay, the very first thing that it says in the homosexual manifesto, which is in Congressional Record, which was posted in 1987 by Michael Swift, "We shall sodomize your sons." The whole letter's a threat to your children. But it's just a satire. No, no, no. No, it's not a satire anymore, friends.
Nope, it's right before your eyes.
That's exactly right. His name is Jerry Sandusky. And by the way, this happens all of the time. Sandusky was the perfect serial predatory pedophile. That's what you saw, the prosecutor said. He knows he did it, and you know he did it too.
Mm-hmm.
There's nobody, I don't think anybody's questioning it. I can tell you this, he's covered up for a whole lot of people that used to go swing by Penn State to have sex with little boys. Guarantee you that. Guarantee he's not going to open his mouth, because if he does, there will be no more Jerry Sandusky real quick. You know that Jerry Sandusky was leading up a pedophile ring. There's no question about that. His funding for his 501c3, his boys, his children's organization, went from a small amount of money and income to his organization to $3 million in 1 year into his organization. Wow. Now, I've been a ministry for a long time, and I've yet to see anything even close to that come in. But what we do know is when we go back into Boys Town in the 80s in Omaha, Nebraska, we did know that Boys Town, the orphanage for little boys, we do know that the priests there were selling kids off into drug use. They would be lured into parties. They'd be baited by drug use. And then the next thing we know, they were being sent to Washington, D.C. into pedophile rings for
politicians.
I was going to say high-profile politicians. But no, that can't be happening. I mean, forget the Pentagon right now with the 5,000, during the ICE investigation with the 5,000 employees that were busted for downloading child pornography. Now you have the Pentagon celebrating homosexuality, thinking that they're covering up their crimes before a God that sees all things. Folks, I'm humored by the idiocies and the crimes of criminals before God. Apparently, they didn't read about anybody that spits against heaven. How long that lasts, because God is not mocked for whatever man sells. I love that about my father. I really do. He doesn't play. It's better for them to take a millstone and wrap it around their own neck than to offend one of these little ones. But is that like just a temporary life? They think of today and they forget about tomorrow. And they're not promised tomorrow, but they want to dare God's justice to see if he really means what he says. Oh, you're going to find out he really does mean what he says. Every single one of you that spit against heaven. Rest assured. No question about it. Rest assured. Look at history. That's all you have to do. But I know in your arrogance and in your blindness and in your foolishness, you're going to ignore the facts. And you're going to go on. And you're going to go on and do what you do regardless. But just remember the words that I tell you, they condemn you now, and they're going to condemn you on Judgment Day. You're not going to get away from it. And I love my father for that. For anybody to lay a hand on a little child and to advocate or to justify or vindicate a man that would commit a crime through your omitting or through your silence, you stink and sicken me. Where's the homosexual community? I'm just curious.
Where's the It's Better Project?
I mean, they're being celebrated all over the Pentagon today, and certain politicians, they're celebrating the homosexuals.
And they're getting into the administration?
Well, 225 of them. Yep. Why? Alina Kagan? I mean, Barney Franks? Well, don't worry about that. Huh. Victim 9 testified last week that he was attacked by Jerry Sandusky in the basement of the ex-coach's home and cried out for help when Dottie Sandusky was upstairs. She, however, said the basement was not soundproof and she would have been able to hear shouting if she was upstairs. Is this woman in denial?
Mm-hmm.
Do you think she knows what's going on? I don't really think that she does. I think she's been blindsided and she's been stupefied by her own husband's deceptions. On Thursday, victim 9, who is now 18, said he was repeatedly forced to perform oral sex on Jerry Sandusky and sodomized by Sandusky in the coach's basement. Little fatherless boy, friends. Fatherless children, friends. But on the other side, we heard about the little girl in Texas, too, that was molested, and daddy found him, and he killed him right on the spot. And he was justified.
Yep.
That's right.
Prosecute.
That's right. Report this news, my little leftist wax. Report this.
Now you know what they're going to report. Can you believe that man beat that other man to death?
And Bradley Dean was all for it. You know what?
Justice.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because, as I've said before, I'll say it again. Where the justice system leaves off justice, it falls to the hands of the people that will uphold justice.
And then and only then will you have peace.
Victim 9's mother testified that he suffered medical problems during age 15, 16, and 17 when he had severe stomach problems and trouble going to the bathroom. Huh. Another victim testified that her husband would go downstairs to say goodnight to the children and admitted she didn't go down with him to tuck them in. I mean, I can see, well, I guarantee you there's more than just 10 kids, too, by the way, friends. These are just the ones that were bold enough to come forth. How come the homosexuals aren't decrying these?
Man,
hey, all you libertarians that are okay with this, how come the homosexuals aren't decrying all these crimes against children? Why
just
is
give
that?
Them their rights. Come on. That's come all they on, want.
Yeah.
It's just their rights.
Yeah.
They just want to get married and then sodomize
little boys. Let's post the homosexual manifesto. We got about 10,000 hits on it thus far. Folks, go ahead and check it out on sonsoflibertyradio.com. Sonsoflibertyradio.com. And you tell me, is this a satire or is this a reality? And then look to Jerry Sandusky, my friends. You got Bradley and Jake with the Sons of Liberty. We love you by what we do. 1 John 3:18. Talk to you tomorrow, 2 to 4 Central Standard Time Zone. Have a good night. See you.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with Nature's Natural Antiparasitic, Antiviral, Antifungal, Antibiotic, Allicin, the Heart of Garlic. Get concentrated protection with Ali-C and Ali-Van from AffinityHealthProducts.com. One capsule of Ali-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills. With no garlic breath, Ali-Ban has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with 3 times more strength than leading brands and costs less. Go to AffinityHealthProducts.com, spelled A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y, HealthProducts.com, or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126. Protect yourself with Ali-C or Ali-Ban from AffinityHealthProducts.com.